Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald with the August 2023 Earnestly Contending Letter, which I have titled, The Clear Line of Sexual Morality. Constantly we read in the headlines that another church or another Christian institution, at least in name, has abandoned its biblical stance on sexual morality. A great apostatizing cave is happening across the entire evangelical, whatever that is, landscape. Many professing Christians who at one time supposedly stood for biblical morality have now apostatized and have openly accepted or even endorsed various forms of sexual perversion. But God is clear on this issue, and He has not changed His mind. True believers in Christ, true followers of Christ, cannot compromise on this most basic and fundamental issue. We will not bend, and we will not bow. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. The word sanctification means to be set apart. What sets true Christians apart from the world is our stand on sexual fidelity. This is emphatically the will of God. It is not ambiguous. Those who want to affirm sexual perversion and yet claim to be Christian are fooling themselves. Such people are liars. In the eyes of God, a religious liar is the worst sort of liar. A religious liar says, I know the Lord, but has no regard for the commandments of the Lord. 1 John 2:3 and 4 says, Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The Apostle John, who wrote 1 John, also wrote the book of Revelation. In Revelation 21:8, he said, All liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All such religious liars who claim to know God and live immorally are headed for the lake of fire. Genesis 13:13 records that the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. God rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying them so completely that we still don't know for sure where they were even located. Fast forward to the New Testament, and 2 Peter 2:6 says, God turned them into ashes as an example to those who would afterward live ungodly. Sodom and Gomorrah are God's standing example of what he thinks of ungodly immorality. Be warned, be wise. Paul is very clear in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 in emphasizing that the sexually immoral shall not inherit the kingdom, and specifically says, do not be deceived. Liars are deceivers, but true Christians must not be taken in. In Ephesians 5:3, Paul says, But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be even named among you, as it is fitting for saints. And then he says, Let no one deceive you with empty words. Liars try to deceive with empty words. John the Apostle in 1 John 3:7 and 8 says, Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous, and he who sins is of the devil. The constant refrain is, do not be deceived when it comes to the issue of biblical morality. Jude warns of people who creep into the fellowship unnoticed, who have the audacity to, quote, turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude 4. It is in the face of such gross compromise that Jude felt compelled to write and exhort the saints to, quote, contend earnestly for the faith. Jude 3. There can be no compromise here. Thought, true contenders versus pretenders. True contenders for the faith hold to the clear line of biblical morality. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, earnestly contending.